The H-2A visa program allows workers from other countries to work in the U.S. temporarily. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, close to 140,000 people were using the program to work in 2015. The proposed new rule would require American employers looking for temporary help to advertise their job openings to domestic workers online, instead of through expensive newspaper ads that reach a limited audience. Brandon Willis, a professor of applied economics at Utah State University and senior advisor to the former Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, says this step could help employers in the agricultural industry who depend on the program.
There's a constant struggle that I think's perhaps even getting even worse as we move forward for agriculture to find adequate labor.
Willis says many employers feel like the current H-2A program doesn't work well. Regulations are in place to prevent workers from being treated unfairly, but one of the problems is the timing of the visas. When crops need to be harvested and cows need to be milked, workers are often still waiting for visas. Willis says the lack of labor makes it difficult for farmers to stay in business.
You know, I think that the biggest struggle has been actually just getting them here and going through the hoops of the rules. That's what I hear when I talk to dairy producers. It's just, you know, they aren't talking about the cost as much. It's just the program isn't functional for them.
Public comment on the current H-2A visa worker program is open until December 10th. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.